This is the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DPHRO and Rothenberg.
A melange Monday.
The M&M's.
Which we know how much you love your M&M's.
Is there anything better than the peanut M&M?
Are there people out there that don't like the M&M though?
If you offer me, would you like a couple M&M's? I would probably say no, because once I get that taste, I'm now like Chris Rock in New Jack City. Like, I need all the M&M's.
Just be calling me, man.
This is DPHRO and Rothenberg.
I bet RJ doesn't like the M&M after how he treated us on Friday.
Refresh my memory. What did he do on Friday?
On 98.7 ESPN.
All right, it's DPHRO. It's Rothenberg with you. 6 o'clock. If you're just waking up, you missed an hour of tremendous fun. Time for a little Straight Talk brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. I had a moment where I forgot what he did on Friday, where he chastised us after the show. I did not feel good about that on Friday.
No, I don't know. We just got done doing what we thought was a good show.
I thought feelings were hurt. I thought there was yelling. I thought it was fun. I thought it was funny. I thought the crosstalk was good. I thought it had everything. And then RJ's like, yeah, that first hour was crap.
How do you know? You don't even remember it.
Well, I do now.
Guy hasn't slept, RJ. Guy hasn't slept.
Yeah, you
don't. That's the whole point of a Friday show, though. The top of morning roast. I'm supposed to go into my Saturday feeling good, and you take it 8:02. You ripped us.
Right. You know, I'd have a lot more respect for you if at 5:20 you're like, guys, you are awful. Get with the program. Stay on topic a little bit, rather than find out after the show that we didn't do a good show.
Yeah, or at least chastise us. At least chastise by us by text or something.
There was no chastising. It was merely an end of show critique, shall we call it?
Well, why? Well, if you think. Here's what I don't understand.
I get what you're saying.
Rick, you played in the NHL, the highest of high levels. If you were doing something wrong in the first period, would you want your goalie coach to tell you at the end of the first, or would you want him to wait till the game is over?
No, end of the first.
Exactly.
Like, hey, by the way, you're off your angle. Well, why'd you wait for me to let in 5 goals before you told me, dummy?
Right. Tell me now. So you think it was, as you said, quote, meandering through the first hour of the show on Friday.
Well, here's the thing, though. Why is it? It's not my say goes. I wanted to see what you guys thought. Maybe I was off base, and clearly maybe I was.
No.
He thinks we can't handle it. That's what.
Don't
that's
so sensitive, yo-yo people.
No, I've never been one to assume you guys can't handle it. I think you can.
You think the show's too big for us now that it's doing what it's doing, is what you think.
How did we get here?
And you know what? And you know what he did also? Rick, he ran it by, what's the other guy? Santiago. He ran it by him, and Santiago's like, yep, meandering.
Yeah, he agreed.
Of course.
Listen, did you
find... he had backups.
Did you find the birthday gift I sent you?
I don't know.
I question if that gift was even sent.
Oh, it was sent. I have visual proof. Dave doesn't even remember. He doesn't even remember he had a birthday. He doesn't even know where he is right now.
No, you know what? Because I had one moment. Stop it. I know exactly what's happening. Don't deflect. You went after us after the fact on Friday. We felt the way about it. And now you think we're in the wrong?
No, maybe I was wrong. It was a great show Friday. One of the best.
No, that was mocking us.
I'm totally in RJ's corner on this, just for the record.
Exactly.
Oh, surprise. So, let me put my face off that you two were lockstep.
Just so that.
Say nothing. So say nothing. That's great. We put on a crappy show. The show ends, guys. That was crap.
We can do
nothing about it.
I don't
but
think
as the crap is seeping
said.
Down our legs, let's say nothing to them.
I don't think anyone said at any point the show was crappy.
It's the way it felt.
It's because there's something seeping down your leg.
We're walking like Frankenstein. It was all over the place.
This is more tantamount to the maybe you had an early a fart early on, and it sort of lingered, and we forgot about it. It's like, oh, by the way, you know, you're talking about it running down your leg. This is a completely different thing we're talking about here.
It was an awful analogy.
I don't even know what the hell you're talking about.
Listen, I'm just trying. I'm trying to find some way to make it work.
My God. Boy, was that brutal.
Yeah, I don't know how anyone in our situation could have dealt with, hey, by the way, you guys stink, get sleep, was the advice going into the weekend.
Right.
That was your advice.
That's productive.
That was not RJ's advice. Okay. That was yours.
And not only that, I don't know if you were there for my scolding, Rick, also.
Oh, I stayed off the entire thing.
Yeah, listen, meandered. The first hour, you guys are all over the place. I didn't think it was very good. By the way, I'm not kidding, Dave. You need to sleep, okay? You can't stay up till 2 o'clock in the morning watching college basketball every night. You're letting everyone down. You need to sleep. So basically, as he says goodbye on Friday, it is, you suck, get sleep.
Yes.
Now, hypothetically, even if I had said that, did you listen?
No.
All right, so maybe there's another one coming today.
No, I did. So before we get to 8 o'clock and I get another reprimanding, how's the show been up to this point?
It's been very good.
Are you just saying that because you're afraid to scold us before 8 o'clock in the morning?
No, I think the show's been good. I'm still concerned about you. I think Sherry and I were going to have a talk on how we approach this. It's like parent-teacher meetings.
You think nothing can be done with me?
Lost cause.
He's almost 50 years old. He is what he is.
This is who I am.
Yeah, but there's still no time for your kids. You're influencing. This will be them down the road.
Alex is this now.
Poor kid.
Which is a really scary thing at 11 years old.
Like I told you, he's already this. He said, what did he say?
I don't know if he has a chance.
I mean, he's talking, this guy's down injured. Good.
Is there another Sherry? That's the real question. Is there another Sherry that's 11 years old right now that exists in this world that he can find?
There's like 7 billion people.
There has
right?
to be. You got to
figure he's going to find his Sherry.
Well, you better hope so, because God forbid you didn't find your Sherry. Who knows where you'd be? You'd be the king of the mole people, I bet.
If I never found Sherry, have you heard of the mole people?
You're probably living in RJ Bell's basement, probably.
I had no control over my bowels. I'm probably working in an underground gambling parlor. I was playing blackjack for 36 straight hours.
Well, hi, I'm Dave. I'll be your concierge of the day.
What do you want me to do? Be in a tuxedo?
So you work here now. Well, I owe so much money, I have to actually work here.
I'm paying down my debt. Exactly. Oh, my goodness. Let's go to...
Let's go. Come on.
Yeah, calls. Calls. Let's go to JoJo and Nutley. JoJo, good morning. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's everything?
I think we're doing well. I mean, who knows?
Hey, so far, I think the show is tremendous.
Good, thank you. How'd you feel about Friday, JoJo?
I loved it. I had nothing wrong with it. I listened to the podcast. I listened to it twice, actually. It was very good.
Okay. Take that, RJ. What do you got today, JoJo?
Just was talking to a couple people about the Yankees and, you know, what they're not doing this offseason. I just wanted to ask you guys, because the Yankees aren't this, like, powerhouse where they spend all this money, now there's other teams that do that as well. Do you think that, like, they're just not the cool place to be anymore? Because I know people who are on the Yankees love being there, but I feel like a lot of people, they don't really attract anybody anymore because everybody is doing what Steinbrenner does. Like, everybody's throwing out these big contracts.
Well, not everybody.
What do you guys think?
I don't think everybody's doing it.
I mean, there's three or four teams that have that ability to do what the Yankees can do, or we're able to do more than other teams.
No, listen, I mean, the reality of it is they're spending plenty of money. I mean, they're up at, what, 258 right now? It's not how much money they're spending. It's how they're choosing to spend it that would frustrate me as a Yankees fan.
I have to think that they didn't know, which is also a problem.
Don't even say that, because there's no excuse for that.
You think they knew Correa would take, in essence, a one-year deal at $35 million and
how do you
out
not?
That?
It's your job. You're the one that told us that you needed a shortstop.
They got played by the Twins.
I have a hard time believing that.
Tell me how I'm wrong.
That's how it looks. No, I'm not disagreeing with you. That's how it looks, but I have a hard time believing that Brian Cashman.
So you think
check
the Yankees
in.
Consciously knew that they could have Correa 1 year, $35 million, and said that's not what we want to do?
Hell, give him 1 year, $40 million if he wants it.
Right, but I mean, he got 3 years, 105, opt out after year one and year two. So
see,
they knew that was a possibility, and did not want it?
How could you not want that, though? He's the best of both worlds. Plus, he has... I mean, have you seen what he does in the postseason?
If he signed 6 years, 230, like, you know what? I understand why they didn't want that. But the deal he inked was the perfect deal for the Yankees.
Yeah, I mean, the only way it would be more than a one-year deal is if he has a bad season and gets hurt. That's it. It's just a security blanket and knowing that you have 3 years of 35 locked up if you want.
Right. God forbid something catastrophic happens towards the end of the season. You tear an ACL. Well, you know what? I got $35 million more.
But see, that's the thing with that deal, too, though. Is I mean, if you're Carlos Correa, I'm going to be worth a whole hell of a lot more if I'm on a team that's going to compete for a championship as opposed to the Minnesota Twins. And I get his splits. I get he destroys, you know, he hits well at Target Field. But that's fine. Who cares? I mean, if you're not going to be in the playoffs, I mean, you're going to make more money by getting to the postseason and going on a run with the Yankees than you are with Minnesota. And if someone's going to give you the bag, does it matter if you're playing shortstop or third base at the end of the day?
No, it'll never make sense to me. It really won't, what the Yankees have just done here.
What I'm telling you right now, what the problem with the Yankees, and this is not me bagging on the player, because at the time I said it didn't fit, is having, if all of a sudden now you're going to be fiscally responsible and you want to give long-term deals for, you know, $30-plus million, then having Stanton on your team makes no sense.
Yeah, but I don't think when they made that trade years ago that they really thought it through to we'd be here now.
So why not pick up the phone and try to trade him before this all goes down? I mean, the National League has a DH now.
Yeah.
Tatis just got hurt. He has tons of success in San Diego. I don't know, like, he had a good season last season. He can play the outfield.
And there's a DH.
I don't know, man. It's just like, and now you're going to sign Judge to a long-term deal. It's redundant.
It is redundant.
If you're going to use that as an excuse not to upgrade different positions, like what? Well, I don't understand.
They added money. That's the frustrating thing. They added money.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast.
And welcome aboard.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
I want to get to this Deshaun Watson story in a moment. But you know where I'd like to go first? I'd like to go to the phones. And I'd like to go to Rob Rahway. Rob, good morning. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Good morning, fellas. How y'all doing?
We're doing really well.
Listen, Dave, I'm kind of in the same boat as your son. I'm a diehard North Carolina fan, and Saturday afternoon was real early to go through all the emotions I went through. And then later in the day, I found out they'll be playing Friday night, and Friday night I have reservations for my wife's birthday dinner.
Oh, no.
To the basketball gods for overtime between Purdue and St. Peter's.
No, you do an early dinner. Because Carolina is not going to start.
He's already got the reservation,
think,
though.
Well, make it earlier.
I got the reservations for 8:00.
No.
That's the earliest they could do for me.
No. Here's what you
2 weeks ago.
No. Does she know about the 8:00 reservation?
Yes.
Here's what you do. Call the man up and say, "I need a 7, and I'll buy it from you. How much will it cost to get a 7:00 reservation?" 7:00, you can easily, I would think, be home by 9:30, no?
I'm hoping it's about a 35-minute ride from the restaurant.
There's no getting around this one.
No.
Where is it?
No. Just a flat-out no. You need to say, excuse me, sir, the man that answers the phones, it's my wife's birthday. I just found out I have to go to work. Here's what you do. It's a multi-pronged attack. I have to go to work. I work nights. I work overnights. I thought I was going to be able to get to work a little later because it's her birthday. My boss said no. I have to be at work at 10. Can I beg you, plead with you for a table at 7? If he says no, then you have to start paying him off.
I'm going to give it a try.
Rob, I don't like it.
What would you do?
All right, but first of all, I would make the reservation just in case. if I love North Carolina that much, just in case, by chance, they were going to play on Friday night, I wouldn't have made the reservation. But he made it. He stuck.
And why'd you tell her for?
Because he's excited.
She's a basketball fan. She watches it with me.
Oh, is she a North Carolina fan,
I'm
too?
I'm not talking about telling the game. Why'd you tell her you have the reservation at 8 o'clock?
Well, hold on. You're not asking the right question. So you said she watches basketball with you. Does she love North Carolina as much as you love North Carolina?
She loves them because I love them.
Yeah. So this is a Rob thing that she just.
All right. You got to involve her in this decision then. If you're gonna go with Dave's multi pronged plan here, you got to run it by her first. Say, hey, listen, North Carolina's playing.
You do what you do, and then when you get the result you're looking for, you say, great news, sweetie. I got the reservation at 7 o'clock.
No, you have to ask her first.
No.
No, you have to. Yeah, is it okay if we move up the reservation?
No, why would anybody say, no, it's not okay?
Well, because if now all of a sudden you're prioritizing basketball over her birthday, maybe she feels a way about that. Unless you ask her, say, hey, listen, I know it's your birthday. I love you. We got this reservation. I also know that you enjoy watching basketball with me. Is there any way, if I can make it happen, that you'd be all right with me moving the reservation up?
No, I don't love it. I don't love it. I think you do what you need to do on your end. Get the 7 o'clock reservation.
No.
It's a great news. Because who wants to go out to dinner at 8 o'clock? That's a little
Nobody.
Late. 7 o'clock.
But you have to run it by her first. She has to be on board with this. Because otherwise, she's going to feel like you're rushing through dinner because you want to get home and watch the game. She's going to feel... I'm telling you, man.
I think it's a mistake.
He has to ask her.
And what happens if she goes, no, you know what? I want to go to the 8 o'clock dinner.
Then you're going to the 8 o'clock dinner.
Oh, that's awful.
This is the price you pay.
Then you're going to rush through that. You gonna finish
that?
No, let me get
that. At that point, you can't. No, you can't. At that point, you gotta just gotta hope no one's. You don't see the score at that point.
Avoiding a random score. I mean, this is the nightmare that we live as sports fans. With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees at all, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One N.A. Member FDIC. Deshaun Watson, when did that actually, we weren't on the air since that happened, right?
No.
So that was a Friday afternoon story?
Yeah, last time we were on the air, he had told Cleveland no, he had told Carolina no.
And it was down between New Orleans and Atlanta, correct?
Yeah, correct.
Right. And all of a sudden, when Cleveland said, we'll give you $230 million, all guaranteed, that became a more attractive place to play, didn't it?
Yeah, I know, by the way, the first year of your deal will only be $1 million. So if and when you do get suspended, it's only going to come out of the million.
Right, so he's going to get suspended. So we'll give you a whopping, what is it, a $45 million signing bonus?
Yes, is a $45 million signing bonus.
$45 million signing bonus. So what they've done, Cleveland, and I give them credit. I mean, this is the quarterback you want. You now got him. You made a deal with the devil to get him, but now you got him.
Well, you had no choice, did you, at that point? Once you're flirting with it, Baker Mayfield wants a trade.
Whole, Baker Mayfield scenario?
Yeah, so what was going to happen if you didn't get him?
I don't know what they would have done. You would have had a you-know-what contest with Baker Mayfield saying he's going to play and them saying, you know, him saying, no, I'm not. And you would have probably had to go out and get another quarterback regardless.
That's nowhere near Deshaun Watson.
No. Well, not a lot of quarterbacks are. But I don't know if you feel like this or if anybody feels like this. And I get it when we get to Sundays, nobody's going to care. This I don't know, man. This is just a really weird, like, you're rewarding a guy who's allegedly done horrible things.
Yeah, listen, I agree with you, but if it wasn't Cleveland, it was going to be Atlanta or it was going to be New Orleans.
Right.
It was going to be somebody.
I feel a way about whoever's going to wind up being that.
Well, here's the thing, though. I mean, you pretty much just ceded control of your team over to Deshaun Watson. Is what you did. He told you he didn't want to play in Cleveland. He told you, I'm all set. And now because of the money, he's playing in Cleveland. So how long does that last?
And is how, that how really the guy? Happy? I mean, because quarterback is the face of the franchise.
Yeah, he's the CEO.
Is this the guy you want as the face of your franchise?
If he plays well and that team wins?
But that's what it boils down to. And I was saying this on Saturday. Nobody cares. You can, Tyreek Hill, bad guy. You know, catching 80-yard touchdowns. Doesn't matter. Right? Adrian Peterson, bad guy. Running 55-yarders in big moments. Doesn't matter. None of it when these... I mean, the NFL, and I've said this forever, is Teflon. Nothing can happen that people will say, you know what? I don't want to watch the NFL. We have this Fugazi, if they're going to kneel, I'm not going to watch. Kaepernick, I'm not going to watch. Ratings are higher than they've ever been. I almost think there's nothing that can happen that the NFL doesn't do well.
Yeah, but this isn't about the NFL. This is about the players. So if there's a player that's as good as Deshaun Watson, he has a longer leash because he can help you win. And if the player doesn't cost you money, and a lot of teams felt like Colin Kaepernick would cost them, well, if it's season tickets, whatever it was, financially wouldn't make sense. And he wasn't at Deshaun Watson's level. He won't get a job. Ray Rice didn't get a job. But if you can still play, Antonio Brown keeps getting jobs. Like, you name it. Like, there are bad guys, but because they're really talented and they can help you win, because ultimately that's the goal, you hold your nose, the fan base holds its nose, and you're cheering
for
the laundry.
But every fan base does it. I don't blame the Browns. Like, I'm as guilty as anybody else. That's why people said, do you cover the Giants? And I'm like, no, I don't want to know the foibles. I don't want to know the inner workings, because it will just turn me off.
One of your favorite players of all time, your favorite player of all time is not a good guy.
No, not a good guy. And you know what's amazing, though? He's done awful things. And yet, when you talk about Lawrence Taylor, there's still this reverence, like people just adore him.
Well,
why?
Because that always speaks to my point. Me and Han used to get into battles about this because he wanted to pretend like, oh no, you know, fans care about the players as people. They don't care about the players as people. I'm like, no, they don't. That's not what they care about. They care about the player when he's on the field and what can he do to help us win. That's it.
Right. That's right.
They separate it.
You could bring in the worst person in the world. If he can run a 4-3 and beat a corner and score big touchdowns, people are going to embrace that player.
Yeah. I mean, I think I heard you on Saturday say if Ted Bundy could run a 4-3. Yeah, I mean, you're not wrong.
I think
the one I heard was if Hannibal Lecter.
I think I said if Hannibal Manson.
No, I think it was if Hannibal Lecter ran a 4-2, they would just say he had an eating disorder.
Yeah, well, that wasn't me. I've heard that from
I've
others.
Heard that one.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's the truth. And you
know,
well,
I'll tell you this, though. I mean, and Cleveland has struggled at that position, right? I mean, it's been, I mean, how many quarterbacks they've had. You thought Baker Mayfield might be the answer. This is, I mean, he's definitely an upgrade from Baker Mayfield. My only concern would be if a guy tells you he doesn't want to play there, and then all of a sudden you throw a bag of money at him, and he says, oh, well, yeah, I'll play here now. How long does that last? How long is he happy in Cleveland?
I don't know. I don't know. We don't have the answers. All I will say is, they are a considerably better football team today than they were Friday when we said goodbye and got yelled at by RJ.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. I mean, that division, because you expect Cincinnati with the offensive line getting fixed.
They fixed that quickly, huh?
Yeah, well, they had to. They have no choice. They want to keep Joe Burrow off of his back. And then, I mean, Baltimore, as long as they stay healthy. And then Pittsburgh never finishes under 500. And Deshaun Watson could miss the first six games.
Yeah, you're right. Who did they brought in? What, Keenum, right, is the backup?
No, they brought in Brissett.
Oh, they signed Jacoby Brissett. Keenum went to Buffalo?
Keenum got traded, yeah.
Okay.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast.
I'll give it to you whenever you want it.
Looking for more access to the show? Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
You know, today is the first day of spring.
Is it?
Yeah. You didn't know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, March 21st, first day of spring.
I've had my hands full, David.
Well, I thought that, like, as a child in school, you learned when the first day of spring is.
I probably did.
And you forgot it.
Didn't I? We talked about this last week. My memory, for some reason, is just gone.
No good?
No good.
You should take the ginkgo biloba. Ooh. Yeah, that's very good.
Maybe I'll try some of that. Maybe I'll have RJ send me some that I'll never get.
I don't know. RJ said he sent me my protein bars, which I have one every morning before the show. I don't know that they didn't arrive.
Well, how would you not know? Like, I mean, I'm sure Sherry looks at the boxes and it would say from RJ Santillo on it.
Well, was it addressed? It must have been addressed to me. Because I said to her, I said, did we receive a box of protein bars? And she said, yeah, but we often receive boxes of protein bars.
So somebody, but not from RJ, you know?
Well, it didn't say from RJ. It was just from Think.
Well, maybe that's where the breakdown happened.
RJ, I'm sure I got them. Thank you for that. Thank you for the protein bars. It was very thoughtful of you.
Think! Exclamation point.
I had one today. I had a birthday edition I saved. It was wonderful.
You make them look delicious. I will say you make them look delicious every morning.
Really?
Yeah.
So really, Think should send me the protein bars.
Right. I mean, that would make sense, right? I mean, you start every show having one.
Well, you know what? It fills me up. It's only 200 calories. Delicious.
Delicious. You love it. Gives you the energy you need, although RJ thinks you're sleepy and should, you know.
No, I don't think he thinks I'm sleepy. I think he thinks I'm more delirious than sleepy and meandery.
No, that was just 1 hour.
Maybe what we do is this. Maybe we have RJ get in touch with Think, and we have them maybe sponsor your softball team with Eli Manning on it.
Oh. That's a good idea. I like that. If you were wondering, by the way, I have not started my Coach K book yet. Yes.
Does that surprise anyone here at the show?
Well, I've been very busy. But
You should read his book. It's actually pretty interesting.
I don't read.
I honestly don't know how Don reads as much as he reads.
Well, because Don takes like 30, 40 minutes in the toilet room.
Well, yeah, we see how that worked out for him in Calgary. Obviously, I mean, something's going on there.
That's awesome, dude!
Something's got to give.
Well, that's awesome.
He's a voracious reader.
I do well.
I don't know when he has time, though. Like, I don't have any time to do that.
What was the last book you read?
I love reading.
Of all side effects, oily stools.
What is that from?
So they had me change my name to David Andrews.
Don is such a great guy.
Oh, it's funny that you just played that because I was going to bring that up on the show on Friday for my roast. Like those commercials where it's for like it's to cure one thing and then the side effects are way worse than what you're curing.
The king of all side effects, oily stools.
Yeah.
I know, but when did he say that?
You don't know what half the stuff where he gets to the topics that he talks about.
What does that mean? Oily stools.
I've dropped acid. I've taken meth.
Oh my god!
Oily, like there's a slick of oil.
Like you go and you look down and you could slide right through.
Yeah,
it.
I wouldn't
oily.
Even know. I don't know. I can't tell you the last time I actually peeked into the toilet.
Right.
Jam it up.
Is that? Oh, there's an oily stool in there. That's weird. Like you peek over the
Nancy.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Is this oily? Can you tell? Is this oily?
Can you come in? I can't tell. Would you consider this to be oily?
Hold on. Let me put my book down. Nancy.
Like, flush it.
Nancy. Is this? Am I having the side effect that I was told I could get with this? Is this in fact oily? No? Great. Okay. I can check that one off. You need to tell the people about Free Range Radio because it comes your way in like 5 minutes. I want to be all prepared. Go ahead.
All right, Free Range Radio.
Free Range.
This is your opportunity on a Monday. A lot of stuff happened. Lots of stuff happened.
So you want to call Rangers trade deadline boom, right?
Yeah, we got the deadline today. Knicks. We got
St. Peter's.
St. Peter's, what they're doing. Anything you want to talk about, Free Range. Dave's going to give you some room to roam. And you ask it, tell us, whatever you want. 1-800-919-3776, and we have some fun.
And that is Free Range Radio in just moments here on 98.7 ESPN. Let's go to Nick in Delaware. Raymond, you can check Delaware off the list on the interactive map that you're working
with. Yeah, the Fakakta map that you have.
Yep. Good morning, Nick. You're on 98.7.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for taking the call. Just to piggyback off what JoJo said, you guys are always doing a fantastic show. I'm about a half hour south of Delaware. Every show they have at all times for sports radio is horrendous. So you guys really lead it. I just wanted to get your guys' opinion on the Giants potentially trading back this year in the draft. A little concerned with this year, how they're going to do. And just want to see if they can stack up some more draft capital for hopefully a stronger draft next year.
Yeah, so I think that's what you want. That's the ideal. But I would think, Nick, that every team would have that same thought, right? Like, this is not the quarterback draft. Next year's the quarterback draft. That's where we want to really have a lot of equity in draft capital.
Yeah, do we want to reach? That would be the question. I mean, when everyone's saying that this isn't a year for the quarterbacks, I mean, you want great players. That's what you want. I mean, that's the goal of the draft is to get great players. So, I mean, with 5-7, you feel like you're going to get a great player, but, I mean, the reality of your situation now is you don't know whether or not Daniel Jones is your quarterback.
Yeah, but if I had to ask you, you'd say no.
Okay, so if I'm saying no, then yes, I would like to have an extra first-round pick next year in a quarterback draft.
So if you can use that 7th pick and trade down to, I don't know, 13, 14, so, you know, something like that, and somebody takes a quarterback, and now you wind up with a first-round pick in next year's draft, if you could do what you did last year's draft in this year's draft, I think you'd have to, no?
Yeah, I would. I absolutely would. Or I would go back and take Rashawn Slater or Micah Parsons.
That's not an option.
Oh, I'm just saying. That's what I would do.
Well, yeah. Who would you take?
I think I'd take Rashawn Slater.
See, I think I'd take Parsons.
Your offensive line hasn't been fixed yet.
I understand. But I can get Slater in this year's draft. Like, I can get Neal or Ukunua or whatever his name is. I can get him. I don't know that I can get Micah Parsons.
Yeah, I mean, Micah Parsons is... I mean, some would say he's...
No. No. Nobody would say that. Idiots would say that.
Oh, I love you.
No,
really. I really do.
No, because it's gross. It's grotesque. The fact that you would compare, and it's unfair to Micah Parsons,
his rookie season, that's it. His rookie season. That was it.
You know what? I'm not having this discussion.
Who cares?
It wasn't a discussion. It was an observation about one single season.
It's a terrible observation. He's not Lawrence Taylor. He doesn't remind anybody of Lawrence Taylor. Lawrence Taylor was the greatest defensive player almost everyone has ever seen. Micah Parsons is very, very, very good.
Micah Parsons was the unanimous defensive rookie of the year.
He had a terrific rookie season. He's not Lawrence Taylor.
You don't even get it. You don't get it.
Color me dumb.
This conversation is too big for you.
That's Lawrence Taylor.
It's not too big for me.
That's too big for Lawrence Taylor.
No, this is the oily stool of conversations.
Get Ty on the phone. I like when he talks. I think he should talk more on the Saturday show, as a matter of fact. Get him on the phone.
Why don't you give him the Saturday show?
Well, no, because it's Dave Rothenberg show. It's not the Ty Butler show.
Well, if you want more Ty, how much more could you possibly get?
I go away, this show dies.
I don't think Ty talks enough.
You want more?
I feel like you cut him off quite a bit to go to break.
Oh, really?
I don't like it.
So what are you looking for? You want him to drive?
I think he should be a co-host.
Okay. Why don't you talk to management about that? You seem to have the power.
Oh, maybe I will.
Maybe you should.
Maybe I'll text Winthrop right now and wake him up.
No, he wouldn't wake him up. You know what he's doing right now?
He's probably taking off his Mickey Mouse ears right now as we speak.
Yeah.
Mickey style.
They're having a baby now.
He's another baby?
No, I'm just kidding.
Would that surprise you?
No, I was going to say, would you be shocked if at any point in the next month, 6 months, you heard that they were pregnant again?
No. He's worried about it. He talks about sleeping with one eye open. He's got to have something going on that he's that... Like he's that you can't keep your hands off him to the point where
this is our assistant program director right now.
I need to have
four children and is very fertile
and counting. Like I need to have your baby. Like there's something. Like there has to be something extra. Like I just look at you and I realize I need to have more of your children.
He's a great guy.
Well, not good enough to stay on this chat, but yeah, he's good.
Oh, dear. All right. With that being said, let's go a little FRR free range radio.
It's unpredictable.
I saw a picture of his body. Oof.
It's dangerous.
Uh-oh.
And it could get someone fired.
Then Bubich comes in and he shuts them down.
That's a good name.
It's free range radio.
Fully naked. Naked.
And it starts right now.
I got to tell you, free range radio brought to you by Jack Pocket. The Bubich one, I don't think that'll ever get old.
I love that open. Love
that,
it.
That might be my favorite open of anything we do here on the show.
I saw his body. Woof. Yeah, that's a great open.
Then Bubich comes in. That's a good name. I love that. All right, so free range radio, you explained it. I thought well before. Let's explain it a little bit more right now. Anywhere you want to go, lead us there, and we will follow suit. We will answer your questions. 1-800-919-3776. Now, not to be confused with the morning roast on Friday, which is something off your chest that you just feel really passionately about. This is, I'd like to have a conversation with you guys about this. Here's what I'm bringing up. 800-919-3776. Austin in Belmar. Austin, you're on Free Range Radio.
Hey, good morning, guys. I guess I did have to save myself for the roast because I wanted to call in about the camera angles on ABC for NHL this year. I mean, some of the most like pivotal part of the games, and they've got the camera angles from the ceiling. I can't even see who's on the ice, let alone what's happening in the game. So I just wanted to know if you guys like the angle this year or not.
So, I don't like it.
That's all I wanted to talk about.
You said that was the ABC coverage?
Yeah, ABC.
Yeah, I love it.
I know TNT will do it.
Well, you said you're that much of a company guy and thanks for the call, Austin. You're so much of a company guy that you can't say anything negative at all.
Well, no, he's not the first person.
I don't like it.
Yeah, he's not the first person that said that either. A bunch of my buddies that I play hockey with don't like it.
They do it in college basketball, too. I don't know if you noticed this weekend, but like CBS, True TV, they all do it. And they had like this angle from behind the offensive set. I hate it.
Everyone's trying to do something new.
Which I get. And you know what? Eventually, they're going to stumble on one, which is going to become the new way. And everyone's going to fall in love with it. But in the interim, you're going to get, you know, a lot of them that are just not great. And they'll
try
them.
Try it.
There'll be reaction.
Get people's feedback. And then if people like it, you keep it. If they don't, you change it.
Exactly. Like, who would have thought that dangling a camera from above on a wire would work in the NFL? Right?
Yeah, but it did.
It did, and now it's kind of a staple for a game. So, you know, that's how it is.
Well, and plus, I mean, we're just getting back into hockey, right? So, I mean, there's a bunch of different technology and everything. They're trying out cameras, so they're going to do all this stuff initially, see what they like and what they don't like, and then make adjustments as we go on.
Yep, I agree that they will. Let's continue. 800-919-3776. Lewis in Connecticut. Good morning, Lewis. You're on Free Range Radio.
Hey, good morning, guys. I did have one more of a roast, but let's just talk about those who listen on the ESPN app live radio for you guys. It always has the name of the other shows, but it doesn't say Rothenberg and DiPietro anymore. What's going on with that?
Well, I don't know. RJ,
I noticed that, too.
What, really?
Yeah, it doesn't say the K-Show either.
Really? Yeah. RJ, what's happening?
So I've put in that same question, gotten a response. It's very nerdy and very in-depth, but there is a reason. But yeah, it's troubling. It's troubling. That's all I can say.
So will it be fixed, or is this just the new way?
The ask has been put in. We'll see what happens.
This should help streaming, I bet. Not that we would know.
You're just taking off-color shots all over.
I'll take shots at everybody. It's Monday. I'll take shots everywhere.
So you're a company guy until you're not? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Mickey exactly style. What I'm saying.
Don't wrong me.
Let's go. Really. 1-800-919-3776. Free Range Radio. You know what I'm feeling, by the way? Hang on. Put him on hold. I'm not ready for Steve. All right. You know what I'm feeling?
What
Everyone
are you feeling?
Wants more roast.
Everyone loves the roast.
Like people call, like, I really had more of a roast, but I'll ask you about this. I wanted to go roast, but top of the morning. I'm wondering if maybe we roast Monday and Friday.
I'll do whatever you want. I love the roast.
RJ decide, because otherwise I'll be meandering through Free Range Radio, and I don't want to get punished and admonished again.
Maybe we incorporate it. Maybe it's part of Free Range. It doesn't have to be called the roast.
It could be a Free Range roast.
Hey, you can just crush people if you want.
Crush them Monday. 1-800-919-3776.
What if we
you
call
know,
it the pickle?
A good idea.
What if we
Let's
call
go
it the
to
pickle?
Steve in Jersey. Steve, you're on Free Range Radio.
Hey, Dave. Just calling. Wanted to ask if, hypothetically, Neil and Aquanu fell to 5-7, would the Giants take both of them?
I don't think so. But I guess, I mean, where are you going to even play them? If Neil and Aquanu fall to 5-7... You're gonna put Neil at guard, Aquanu at tackle?
No.
I don't think so. I think the dream is one of those two at 5 and Gardner at 7. That to me would be a dream draft.
You're damn right it would be a dream draft. You kidding me?
You know what I've been seeing a lot of?
Oh, what?
Like these defensive ends or tackles wind up going top 5 now.
Well, yeah, I mean, remember that a couple of those initial ones had Neil. And then Ikenua going with the first overall pick. But now at Jacksonville's address the offensive line, looks like Hutchinson's going to go first.
Hutchinson's going to go one. I've seen, and I don't know if this happens. I hope to God it does. Like a Malik Willis, too. Maybe somebody falls
Malik
in love
Willis,
with him.
Too? For real?
I've seen mock drafts with that, yeah. Quite a few of them.
I think we got Kuiper's draft. I think his newest mock comes out Wednesday.
Oh, that's gorgeous. RJ, how are you know what? Here's my, hi, Dave in Westchester. Am I on Free Range Radio?
Hey, Dave, you're on Free Range Radio. What do you got?
Oh, yeah. I'd like to ask, when will you guys be having Mel Kiper on as a guest at some point in the future? I love it when he's on, and I want to hear about the whole whipped cream story. When will that happen?
Here's the problem with what you did. You think you got
no.
me. Thursday at 7:35.
No, what? Well, I didn't get you. I wasn't trying to get you.
No, you were.
No, I wasn't.
No.
I'm looking for... I'm thrilled. So Thursday, 7:35, Mel Kiper joins the show.
That's right.
How hard, now, let me ask you this. How hard is it, or lack thereof, for you to book Mel Kiper now?
It seems remarkably easier.
Uh-huh.
So the plan's gone.
So you send him an email, and you just get, love to, I could do Thursday.
It seems like we're on that, but it seems that way because we're on a good, we're at a good mesh point with the relationship. I don't get the sense. I'm over asking. He doesn't give off the vibe that I'm asking too much. It seems like it's in a really good place.
No, you're burying the lead.
No, there's no lead buried.
You're burying the lead.
No.
No, you're burying the lead.
You can keep
and
saying
the lead
it.
Is we and when I say we, I discuss Rick and I, but really more Rick sent him a beautiful package of fat-free whipped cream. He received it, and now anytime you email him to come on the show, he is ready, willing, and able to come on the show.
What's the over-under? I sent 8. What's the over-under? How many he's got left?
I think he's probably running low.
I bet he's through all 8.
I think he's probably running low. Well, think about it. He said the first day he went through almost a whole can.
Almost a whole can in the first day.
How much could he have left at this point? That's weeks ago. Joe in Scotch Plains. Joe, you're on Free Range Radio.
Hey, guys. So I love the show, first of all, but I just wanted to say I took my son, he's 5, to a science museum yesterday, and they have a movie playing, and it's all about the solar system and the universe, stuff like that. It's very fascinating. The guy tells us, in about 4 billion years, our galaxy and another galaxy are going to collide with each other, which I thought is interesting. But afterwards, I'm talking to him, and I go, you know, if you want to learn more about the universe, I know I have shows that we can watch. And he goes, you know what? I'm good. That's all I needed to know about the universe. I don't need to know anything else. I'm good there. Apparently, the idea of two galaxies colliding with each other freaked him out a little bit. Oh, I just thought it was kind of funny.
But in 4 million years, like, even if he has a long, luxurious life.
A billion with a B, yeah.
Oh, 4 billion?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't stress about that. I mean, he's going to be long gone at that point.
Yeah, that's lots of time. I mean, I wouldn't.
But still, a little kid, to hear the end is going to happen. I understand why
it's
he would get
4
scared.
4 billion years away.
But still, he's a 5-year-old boy. So you say the end is going to happen. He might not hear the 4 billion years, 5 billion
don't you have
years.
Don't you have to sit him down and be like, hey, listen, just so you know, you're not going to be around in 4 billion years.
Yeah, but and then you're going to have to explain death to the kid.
Well, I mean, then don't take him to a museum to learn stuff then.
Well, I don't think he realized it would be, you know, a torturous museum.
I saw something the other day that said the world's going to end like in fairly short order.
Like when?
I don't know. Cassie just told me. She's like a doomsday.
So you didn't see it? She told,
well, she told me.
You.
I don't see. Of course, I didn't see it. I don't choose to see stuff like that.
I saw something the other day. Well, when? Well, I don't know. Cassie brought it to my attention. This is not you at all.
It.
Let's go to Marco in Brooklyn. Marco, you're on Free Range Radio.
God, you think it's possible that Ben Simmons is not really injured and he's just faking it just so he can recoup the money he lost in Philly? Like when you get into a car accident, you got to put on the neck brace and take the limp so you get the money?
No, I have to imagine he's really hurt this much time.
I think he wants to play now.
Like, I get it if you wanted to, like, say your back was hurting, you just get out of that March 10th game in Philly and then maybe not get, you know, rush right back, but I think we're past that point now, no?
Yeah, I would agree with you. I don't think he's faking anymore.
Thanks for listening to the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.